a remote camera captured a fire that raged last August in a canyon near Los Angeles, threatening vital communication links. It provided crucial information.
I was able to take my phone, control the camera, point it at the fire, take it to the incident commander, and show him what the threat was. And he took appropriate action to direct air tanker drops to protect that peak.
More than 100 remote cameras on mountaintops provide a view of 60% of the electrical company's service area. More are on their way, all monitored along with data from ground-based weather sensors in an operations center of Southern California Edison, an electrical utility company. Fires here, like those up and down the U.S. West Coast, are getting fiercer. 10 of the 20 most destructive fires in California have occurred since 2015.
Climate is changing. We've had many years of drought leading up to this, which has caused millions of trees across the state to die or be weakened because of disease. We've also had a history of fire suppression policy, which has not kept our forests healthy.
And more people are living closer to wilderness areas in places like Paradise, a Northern California town destroyed by wildfire in November. State officials said Wednesday the power lines of another company, Pacific Gas and Electric, sparked that blaze. The space agency NASA also tracks fires from the air and space.
Aircraft observations, of course, from manned aircraft and unmanned aircraft in some instances, but primarily focus on the global perspective, looking at observations from our satellite-based platforms that NASA has and that other agencies have, European Space Agency and the like.
The information helps before, during, and after a wildfire.
So we can do active fire detections. We can also do observations of the type of vegetation that's there. And most recently, we've had a satellite that, an instrument that went onto the International Space Station called JEDI.
It measures levels of biomass, the trees and brush that fuel fires. Fire is part of nature's ecosystem. But with the fire season getting longer and fires more intense, the remote sensors are a welcome tool for firefighters dealing with the challenge. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.